The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
And John Duggan joins us now with the sports news. JD, the Ulster team has been named for tomorrow's European Challenge Cup final in Bilbao.
It has been bad news from the Ulster camp the last week. Ciara, Stuart McCluskey, Jacob Stockdale and Rob Herring injured. Ian Henderson is suspended. But speedster Robert Balakuna is back. He's not played since suffering an arm injury while playing for Ireland in March. He'll line out against Montpellier in Bilbao tomorrow. So the Ulster 15 is a back line of Mike Lowry, Robert Balakuna, James Hume, Jude Postlethwaite, Zach Ward, Jack Murphy and Nathan Doakan. The forward pack is Angus Bell, Tom Stewart, Tom O'Toole, Harry Sheridan, Cormac Isichukwu, Dave McCann, Nick Timoney, the skipper and Juarno Augustus. The pressure is on Ulster because they did not finish in the top eight of the URC. They must win to guarantee Champions Cup rugby for next season. Montpellier testy opponents because they're second in the French top 14 league. An 8 o'clock start in Bilbao, a beautiful scallop appetizer to the main course of Leinster versus Bordeaux on Saturday afternoon.
That is pretty good for scallops, in fairness. Dustin Ovoy is going to have to wait before joining the Republic of Ireland squad. Best player in the League of Ireland.
In your view?
No. Facts.
Facts. No facts in life. The Bohemian Smith...
No, I'm joking about fact, but I think he is unquestionably the best player in the League of Ireland.
Well, the Bohemians midfielder will be retained by his club for the SSE Electricity Premier Division game against Galway United tomorrow. The important Dublin derby as well with Shamrock Rovers at Derrymount Park on Monday and the trip to Sligo tomorrow week, because the Republic of Ireland play Qatar and Dublin next Thursday before they travel to Canada for a friendly with one of the host nations for the World Cup in Montreal on June the 6th. He'll be available for that second fixture, Dawson Devoy. It just does make sense. The League of Ireland is ongoing. Adam Brennan, Ed McGuinty and Conor Brown, the other League of Ireland players in the squad named by Hamer Hogrimson, also including Tottenham Hotspur's Mason Melia.
MJD, the Republic of Ireland under-17s have learned who their opponents are going to be for the World Cup later on this year.
And that World Cup is in Qatar in November and December. The mighty Brazil are one of the opponents, Costa Rica and Tanzania. For the 48-team tournament, Ireland reached the last 16 in last year's competition.
Fair play to them.
England squads of 26 will be named for the World Cup finals tomorrow.
Breaking news, Harry Maguire is not in it.
No way.
He's gone on TalkSport and said he is shocked and gutted to be omitted while wishing the players all the best. 33 years of age, Harry Maguire, Manchester United. Had a good season there, has been back in the team. Will John Stones get in the plane then? Because he's been hardly featured at all for Manchester City.
It's the weakness in that England team, isn't it? I think the centre halves. I think that's where there
It'll probably be Gahey and Konsa at the moment, you'd expect. The other weakness is, who'd you pick? I mean, how many number 10s do they have? And are they going to have to, they're going to have to leave somebody out because...
I think Rodgers is in pole position, isn't
and
he?
And Jude Bellingham, they'd be the two. Like Phil Foden, I'm not sure will make that squad. Trent Alexander-Arnold is a big call as well. What do you do with Trent Alexander-Arnold?
Too good to leave out?
They've got like Croatia, Ghana and Panama in their group, England. And I think you gotta pick Cole Palmer. He played well the other night. I think he's got something about him,
poor
Cole Palmer.
Though.
But he's had injuries to the groin. And I think he's got a bit of magic about him, Cole Palmer. I like him as a player. I mean, Harry Kane has to be fit. If England are going to win this World Cup, Harry Kane has to remain fit. Although Ollie Watkins has played well of late.
He looks really good.
He'll be the number two backup for the number nine position. But I think the goalkeeper's good and he gets a bit of a stick, Jordan Pickford. I think he's a good keeper. And
not top keeper though, is he?
I think you just want a solid keeper. I mean, some of the keepers that have won World Cups were not necessarily world beaters. But yeah, I mean, only eight teams have won the World Cup in 96 years. The tournament begins in Mexico, South Africa, Thursday the 11th of June. And England, can they deal with the heat, not only in terms of the climate, but from their own people?
Finally, yeah. But finally, on a very sad note,
yes.
Sad news from the world of GAA.
Liz Howard has died, sadly, and she was the very first female analyst on the Sunday game. She played camogie for Tipperary, for Clare, for Dublin, and then later became the president of the Camogie Association between 2006 and 2009. You'd have to say a trailblazer in Gaelic sports. And also the Tipperary County Board PRO in 1980.
Well, she was on the Sunday game. I mean, it was very progressive at the time. Fair play to RTE. 1979, they had a female analyst on the Sunday game when it was another 30 years before stations elsewhere in the world were introducing long overdue female analysts.
Yes.
From a serious GAA family background.
Seems quite surprising, actually, looking back, that they did.
Yeah.
Her father won All-Irelands with Limerick and Dublin.
Yeah.
And our condolences with her family and friends. May she rest in peace, Liz Howard. Yeah.
Thank you for that, JD.
A true GAA woman.
Yes.
By the way, Off the Ball will be doing a Champions Cup final special tonight, and we'll look back on Leinster's previous four wins as Leinster try and get their fifth European title this Saturday. Joining Owen will be Brian O'Driscoll, Rob Kearney and Devon Toner, and they remember the incident, the first win in 2009, which involves Pat Kenny getting caught up in the celebrations in the airport. Just have a listen.
What's the story of Pat Kenny?
I have to say, he took this an unbelievable champion.
He was up on his shoulders. He was Paul O'Donoghue had him on his shoulders in the airport. He got sprayed with beer as well.
He was handed the trophy for like a trophy lift. And the next thing, he literally got drenched. Anyone that had a beer just shook it and threw it at him. And he just, the suit is sopping wet. He took it all. Not one thought of, oh, I'm wet or whatever. It was just like euphoric. He went up 10 rungs on my notch ladder after that.
That's amazing. That's amazing stuff.
There's nothing worse, I can tell you, than the smell of beer on nice clothes. By the way, we have...
Fair play to Pat Kenny taking it in a stride.
No, Pat Kenny's like, he's a man of the people.
Consummate professional.
Man of the people in every way. And
always on.
Live commentary of the game as well on Saturday here on Off the Ball on News Talk from 2:45 kickoff time.
Absolutely. Listen, thanks for that, JD. We shall chat to you again tomorrow.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.